I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News, in charge of Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. In the headline election race results Tuesday night, former meteorologist Mark Roncatti beat his four other opponents by almost 3-1 margins. Now it's on to November, where he will face incumbent Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham. And if the Republicans want to win, it's time to circle the wagons, says Republican Chair Steve Pierce.
Yeah, we've got to unify the party. That's our job here.
How do you do that?
Just going to the candidates and saying, hey, we got to get together here.
State House seats were also up for grabs. District 62 incumbent Larry Scott won his fifth term, and District 61 incumbent Randall Pettigrew held back his opponent. And Pettigrew says it's time to make the state red.
We have 22 candidates that we have been working with, either through the GOP or through the House Republican Caucus, up and down I-40 and along I-25 to take out the incumbent Democrats. That's our focus between now and November.
Lee County Commissioners will have a new member on its board in Brad Weber. He staved off two other challengers and will replace termed out Rebecca Long. Rebecca, what advice will you give Weber?
What advice would I give him? Always take your constituents' calls, and if you can't fix their problem that day, make sure within just a handful of days you have taken care of whatever they need, and that will serve you well, Brad, and that will serve your constituents well.
In Eddy County, Republican David Finger and Democrat Eileen Reardon ran for the Division I District Judge seat in Carlsbad and will face each other now in November. In Chavez County, for the Division I magistrate position, Casey Rogers ran unopposed. And for Division II in Chavez County, it was James A. Mason who held off Nicole Rogers. For a complete list of primary winners in Southeast New Mexico, log on to the New Mexico Secretary of State's website page. Roswell police responded to two early Tuesday morning shootings. RPD spokesperson Todd Wildermuth tells us about both.
We did find a man lying on the ground in the 100 block of Matthews that had been shot in the ankle.
His injuries were not life-threatening and was treated at a local hospital. And a second shooting in the vicinity of Michigan Street led to a
40-year-old man being shot in the chest.
According to police, he's expected to survive. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.